Cameron, how's practice week been for you?
Yeah, dead on. It's gone well. I mean, it's Friday and we've only done 9 laps. I think this time last year I'd done 15 or 16, so that's less than ideal. But everyone's in the same boat due to all the practice time being cut, so we've just got to deal with it, and we're probably in a better position than some, and get ready for tomorrow's race.
It's been a few years now where you haven't been quite 100% fit. Are you feeling good?
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, I was fit last year, but we had a few niggling little issues with bikes and whatnot, so hopefully we'll have a bit more luck this year and have one podium last year. Hopefully we can have a couple more this year, but we'll see how we go.
Did that cracking performance in the 600 race at the Northwest, has that given you a bit of confidence?
Absolutely, yeah, especially on the 600, and already clocked a decent lap time here on the 600 this week. I think I've gone 2 miles an hour faster on my second lap than I ever have previously, so I'm feeling very comfortable on the Honda 600, and hopefully I can carry that on to the other two bikes.
Just asking Bruce about the conditions. Obviously at night, when you're out there, the sun's in your eyes, the track's not quite as warm as it will be Saturday. Does that have any effect?
Absolutely. Traction, yeah, it's probably not quite as good. Grip level with the temperature in the track, but the sun is a major issue. Like the other night, it was very blinding in spots, and that's got to hold us back a bit. I mean, just for safety, you can't go through as quick. So definitely looking forward to the sun being nice and high in the sky tomorrow, and the hotter the better for me.
And hoping to join Club 130 this year?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be good. I mean, we did 131.5 in practice, but it's not official, so we'll see what we can do in the race.